Alok, thank you very much for making time.
Thank you very much, Sachin.
Welcome to Greyhound Research on Trigger. It's our exclusive knowledge sharing series where we speak to the movers and shakers of the technology world, and we ask them some very hard questions, we quiz them, we actually play a game of chess with them sometimes.
Wow.
So we're going to play a bit of a game of chess with you as well.
Sure.
So you know, you've been an industry veteran for a very, very long time, and you've seen both sides of the story. You work with some of the biggest CIOs in this country and outside as well. If we were to talk about the changes that are sweeping the entire decision makers, what would be the 3 to 5 changes that you observe in the market today?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is about digitization.
All right.
I think everything around us within the business world as well as in the personal world is getting digitized.
Right.
And that's actually bringing in a whole lot of new opportunities, not just for businesses, but also the way we conduct our life and the way we live our life.
Sure.
The second big change that we are seeing is that there is a lot more acceptance of the fact that there are going to be lesser players in the industry who would be offering IT services and IT products and technologies.
Okay.
There's a consolidation that is there to be seen and felt.
Right.
It started with the lower end of the industry, more in the space of peripherals, hard drives, printers, etc. And now it's pretty much catching up in the rest of the categories as well. PCs was one thing that happened about 5 to 6 years back. We're seeing now in the server range, and clearly that's a big change that is coming in. The third big change that I see in the market, and definitely it's going to be impacting the Indian IT space, is the fact that there are a lot more aspirations.
Right.
That the new generation in India is coming up with. There are a whole lot of activities around startups. People are being a lot more, bold and ambitious in what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, they're coming up with some great ideas, new business models, innovation around the business. That is going to be one big space that would need a whole lot of IT to enable those businesses and make them bigger and larger. So if you were to look at these two, three areas, of changes and the trends that one sees. One thing common amongst all of them, while I alluded to that point on the third one, but one thing common even in the first and the second is the role that IT would play in enabling all of those.
Sure.
Right. So that's something that definitely we see.
It's interesting when you say that across all our research, what we see repeatedly is that the role of technology, actually decision makers, has changed. First of all, the definition of a technology decision maker has changed in itself.
Yes, so right.
So, I mean, there's the CIO, and then came the CTO. The CIO became the chief innovation officer. And then all of a sudden, we see chief marketing officer as part of the conversation, chief human resources officer part of the conversation. What we also see is very interesting that the conversation is no more about a piece of storage or server, or services separately. The CIO has to have a SLA-led mindset, clearly, right? Now, help me understand, while all of this change is happening with the corporate side of it, the government is making a lot of noise with Make in India, digitization in the country. And I speak to a lot of industry veterans like yourself who tell me, yes, it's a mixed bag, really. While there is a lot of reality built into it, there's also a lot of hype. What is your perspective on that?
Well, I would say that Digital India as a mother campaign, or call it an overarching campaign, is a phenomenal vision to have.
Right.
Right. It actually aligns a whole lot of forces within the country to then start looking at how you could deliver on that vision. I think it's given that for the next few years, or next few decades, I should say, Digital India as a overarching campaign is definitely a very, very strong way of looking at how we should be shaping the future for the country. And I think the new government has done a phenomenal job in defining that, at the same time putting it up as a vision for the country. The way we see that really coming up and really helping the country is in the form of building a knowledge-based economy.
Right.
Clearly, getting the power in the hands of the youngsters, the younger population, and making them a lot more enabled on the IT front is going to really help the country from an economic growth perspective. We believe that within Digital India campaign, there are some very strategic elements that the government has been talking about, which is a very welcome change, which is something that should help empower the citizens from a overall governance perspective.
Sure.
At the same time, make the entire country a lot more free of some of the corruption that has existed in our system. If you were to look at, if you were to take an example of smart cities,
right,
it's definitely going to improve the quality of the life.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Yeah.
In the cities where we will see implementation of smart city.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about making citizen services a lot more available in the space that have not existed at the state level, it surely would make the whole system a lot more transparent and help the day-to-day engagement with the government agencies for a common man. But if you were to really look at the other side as to how much is being committed from a budget point of view, I think a lot more needs to be done.
I agree with you.
At this moment, the budget allocations for smart city, the first 100 smart cities, is not that big.
Right.
It is a good beginning, but it's not sufficient enough to really have a very effective smart city implementation. What I hear, and this is something that like to see if it's the have confirmation from the government circles, but by this moment what we see is just about 200 crores that has been kept aside for the top 100 smart cities to be implemented.
I think it was 7,060 crores, right?
In the fiscal budget they talked about $7.2 billion,
right,
and a matching amount coming in from the state governments. But to begin with, I think there's a 200 crore budget that has been allocated.
Which is far too small, I mean, honestly. So.
Yeah, but something is better than nothing, right?